death and suffering. It's all around us. Answers with Ken Ham, one of the designers of a major museum of biblical history near Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken, many Christian magazines around the country right now are displaying major ads by our Answers in Genesis ministry. One of them is quite striking, and it involves a young girl and the question of why a loving God allows suffering and death in this world. Tell us something of the background to these full-page ads.
Well, Mark, many people think of our Answers in Genesis ministry as one that's only involved in the creation evolution debate. Actually, the book of Genesis answers many of the questions that people are asking nowadays. In fact, since September 11 of 2001, the question that we receive probably more than any other is, if there's an all-powerful God, why is there so much suffering, terrorism, and death in the world? Now, our ad in the Christian magazine you referred to with the young girl states, quote, "Her daddy died on September 11. She wants to know where God was when her daddy needed God the most," unquote. It then tells people there's hope through the answers found in the Bible. I think it's a powerful ad, Mark. It'll direct people to our website for answers to tough questions like suffering and death. Even during these difficult times, it's comforting to know that the Bible has answers.
This question of death and suffering and a loving God is fully dealt with by Ken in one of his free booklets. It's available on our website, answersradio.com. Look for the booklet on death and suffering at answersradio.com.